Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're going to have a lightship healing at the end of the hour here, so you might just stay on so you can have that experience. It'll be just fantastic. The light beings will do healings on you. You'll be on the lightship in your physical form, and you're also going to be here at the same time. So we're going to be doing a lot of nice healings tonight, and we have our co-host Sylvia with us. So I'll first do a chakra alignment here, an opening. So just sit back and relax. The lightship will do this all for you. Nothing for you to do. And we're going to go to your heart chakra and reposition that so it's positioned properly to connect to all of your invisible energetic bodies. There we go. And now we're going to go to your throat chakra. Wonderful. And go to your third eye. There we go. Perfect. A little bit off there with some of you there. We got some cordings here. Let me take some cordings off from people. Very interesting to have cordings on your third eye, but let's get those off right now here. Doesn't normally happen. So there we go. That's off. Now we're going to go down to your power chakra and release those energies now. There we go. And that's perfect. And second chakra looks pretty good. Moving that around, great. And first chakra, wonderful. We'll do an opening now. So we're going to have the chakras get open to your full body width. Normally they're like maybe an inch to probably 3 inches. So here we go. We'll do the word, use the word spin to open it up. So go to the heart energy first where your spirit resides. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And now we're going to go to your throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Third chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 spin. Some of those are reversed here, so let me do some extra healing here for some of you out there. There we go. There. Okay. First chakra. Spin, 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 open. Okay. Next, we'll do some entity releasing, and then we'll bring your spirit fragments back to you that have left from pain and trauma. So we'll just take away some of these energies now that are attached to you. These are normally emotional bodies of people who passed on, and they need your spirit energy to live on. And here we go. And there are other energies, too, which we may get into tonight that attach to us also. These are more of an extraterrestrial energy that can come into our bodies and connect with us and take away our life force. We'll be doing some of those releasing, too, tonight, including planets. So here we go. Okay, now we're going to bring more of you back into your body. So I'll count to 10 as you come in. Your spirit will know how to come into your body. And you're all cleared off now. The densities are taken away from your spirit so it can come back in. So here we go. We'll count to 10 as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And do some more entity clearing. Remember, the show is about having you get whole and complete in your body, regain your spirit energy, so that you can be more conscious and do the universal shift, which is the ascension process. So you need to be home to have this happen to you. And even if you don't believe in that, you still should be home anyway to live your life. So either way it works. So here we go. I'm going to bring more of you back in now. Your spirit's cleansed and purified. All the traumas of the emotions are taken away from it now so it can be in wholeness. So here we go. Coming in, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now, that feels pretty good for everybody. Let's do a little more entity clearing here. There we go. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wonderful. Now what we're going to do is to get you more into your heart center. So we're going to do what we call the mind to the heart drop here. And you can just visualize if you like, or just sit back and relax. You may actually feel energy shift. I'm going to take your awakening consciousness. You may call it your ego self, whatever that would be to you. And we're going to drop that into your heart center. This is where you want to be in meditations so that you can connect with your spirit, with your guidance. Remember, your true information comes from your spirit, okay? So here we go. We're dropping yourself down. So we'll just call the 10th floor your forehead, your consciousness, and the first floor is going to be inside of your heart. So here we go, going down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Feels very nice. And again, 1, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Wonderful. Okay, Sylvia, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Ron, and welcome, everyone. We are going to have some beautiful healings tonight and also go to the Creation Light Ship. So I'll just kind of give you briefly an idea of what we're going to do tonight and welcome you to join us. If you are not familiar with our program, what you can do is click on Creation Light Ship Healing on the Saturday night program at 9 o'clock, and you'll get to our page. And if you scroll down a bit, you'll see a beautiful picture of a light being, and she's from the Creation Light Ship. And Ron will be activating her energy right in her picture on your monitor screen for healings in a few minutes. So you might want to bring her up now on your screen. We'll be doing some talking about some new healings that the Creation Light Ship has been bringing out lately, which all kind of have to do with, clearing out anything that shouldn't be part of you so that they can bring more of you spiritually back into wholeness. And that would include things like Ron mentioned a little bit ago, cordings from various planets or energies. Sometimes, we've had energies come into us that really aren't us, and that type of thing. We'll talk about that and do some healings on that in a little bit. And we'll get into some beautiful energies. In fact, I think right now I'll ask you, Ron, to activate the light being and bring in some grace energy for everyone.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. So you have the light being in front of you. Just kind of watch her. You may see her change as she changes her frequencies and actually comes into the picture here. Into the drawing, you may see the light rays change color slightly on your monitor. You may see your eyes get much brighter as she emits white light to you. And the light ship only works heart to heart with the energy, so they don't use mind energy. They're all heart-based energy healing. So, and she's activating herself right now. And you may actually see her face kind of stand out a little bit, become more three-dimensional on your monitor screen. And here she is, coming through very nicely. Okay, and we're going to have her bring in the grace energy. So since your hearts are already opened up from this previous healing, she'll connect heart to heart. You may actually feel her going there, running her beautiful energy into you. So we'll just put some music on just for a little bit here as you can relax and have this wonderful experience here, this light being coming into your presence and doing some healing work with you. So, again, ask for some healing if you like. Thank you. Sylvia. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, let's talk about, actually, we do have a few questions on the fast chat, so let's get to a couple of those, and then we'll get into our first healing and talking about that. So let's see. We have a question about, have the bodies been genetically altered in Atlantis? And or
oh, boy. Yeah, we're basically, you know, actually engineered differently from original divine blueprint. So, and it's just much like, you know, when you're created, you know, from your parents, you're changed too. So there's a lot that happens. It's very hard to get into that aspect. So we're not completely as whole as we could be as far as a physical body. But, you know, this is where we are in our development of who we are. So what we have is what we're dealing with. You know, there are a lot of people talking about that, and, it, you know, it's probably all true. So I just come from the standpoint that we're here now as our own particular race of humans, and this is how we are, how we got here and where we got here from, and the different races. You know, we have different colored skins here on this planet, different body features, and that really is kind of immaterial for what I'm here to do with people. I'm here to get you into your body so that you can do the ascension process. So I don't always, you know, go into those different fields. Plus, I'm not really trained in those areas. Like I have told you, I don't do any book reading for the last, you know, 30 years. So it's not really information that I'd like to get into. And it, to me, it doesn't matter who and what we are. We're here with what we have in this lifetime. And who you have been in a past life is also, to me, meaningless because you're experiencing this life right now and doing your best to retain your spiritual identity. So, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have also another question on the fast chat, which is, what is the oversoul?
That's a good question. Typically, people call that maybe your higher self. I don't perceive that at all from the light ship as far as that languaging, okay? What I do know is that you're here in this body with half of a fragment of you here, and the higher aspects of you are on your home base energy, which is where you would normally go to after each incarnation, except for being here on this earth plane. So most of these terminologies that people talk about are information that is only earth-based, and it doesn't really pertain to the reality of consciousness from the creation light ship. It's just the way people have talked about how they believe those spiritual energies work. And a lot of those that information isn't always true and correct. So basically, you're here with half of you because your twin flame is not with you. And you're doing your best to do what you can do here to regain your spiritual identity. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, along the lines of regaining the spiritual identity, let's talk about some of these clearings and healings that the light ship does for people to help them release energies that aren't really part of them. And one of those would be releasing the cordings from various planets that come here and attach themselves with cordings to take people's energy.
Okay, great. So what we'll do first is some cord releasing from you. And these are energies that are, probably use the term extraterrestrial because it's not of this planet, so that means that that would be truly extraterrestrial. And we're going to release the energies from you. So we'll do three different energy systems here. If you want to call them planets, they could be. They may not be visible to us, but they're forces that have decided to connect to us without our conscious consent. And they normally cord to our body organs. So here we go. This will be the first one here, number one. So sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the next one here, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And the next one, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So that should help you out somewhat. You may feel energies changing inside of your body a little bit, and you may have more energy with you. So a lot of times these energies are very subtle, and for some people you may have actually felt a really large shift happening. So that's the way these energies cord us. We also can get corded whenever you think about something. Remember, your thoughts are very powerful. And when you think of something, then you can also be connected to that energy. So like, for instance, if you thought right now, since you're looking in a house, probably you may have a light on in your house, I would imagine. If you thought about that light, you are actually putting a cord out to that light as you start thinking about it. And it's always best after you do that to release, you know, the energy that you put out, so you're not kind of always giving energy to that particular item. So it kind of works both ways. You definitely want to release all that you connect into. And that's true of people, too. So what we'll do is just a very quick cording here, releasing. Think of somebody in your life that maybe you had troubles with in the last week. And it could be a confrontation. It could just be somebody that didn't like you. But they probably put a cord to you, and maybe many cords. So we're going to go to your chakras now and just kind of maybe visualize that person so you can connect to the energy. And we're going to take the cords away from you and give them back to that person. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And now we're going to go back and release the cords that you gave to them. Same process. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So that should also help you somewhat to be disconnected energetically. Naturally, they can go off, you know, different places in your body, too. They hook into your, maybe your shoulders, you know, maybe connect into one of your body organs. But these are just the chakras here. So this is a nice way to feel a little more relief. So, Sylvia, we'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, let's see. You talked a little bit about how the you know, the light ship may not have the same terminology as far as oversouls and this thing, you know, that type of thing. But one thing it would be nice to talk about a little bit is how the light ship is here and helping people to really essentially get to know their own divinity, their own spirituality, their own self by connecting them, you know, back to that energy. So a lot of times people will go to the light ship, and actually there's a very special room there where you can meet your spirit in its original creation form. And Ron, you may be able to describe that better than I can. But basically this show is all about helping people to connect to their own divinity and find out for yourself who you really are. And that's a very big part of this show, and so people have sent in quite a few emails and testimonials and things saying that as they've listened to the show, as they've gone to the Creation Light Ship for healings, they've come to feel so much more connected to their own divinity. So that's very wonderful. So stay tuned, and that should be something that will help you very much with that, especially as we go to the Creation Light Ship a little bit later in the hour. So let's talk about another healing that the Creation Light Ship does that is for people who may have had some type of past life trouble with a, you know, an affiliation with kind of a dark energy, or maybe they got into some kind of, magic or dark energy or some type of ritual or rite where they may feel like they connected with something that wasn't a good thing for them, and how they can be released from that even if it happened in a past life. So over to you, Ron, for that.
Okay, so yeah, there's what we're going to do is release you from, I guess you're, I'll just start it a little differently. I have people who come to me and they say, gee, Ron, you know, I really want to do good in this lifetime because I know in my past I was affiliated with the dark side. I've done awful things to people. I belong to groups and organizations that were in the dark. I know that consciously, but I want to get out of that now. and how can you help me? So what we're going to do now for all of you, and this may or may not pertain to you, but if you were connected anyway through some type of ritual connection that's not in love and light, you may have that energy with you, even though you may not belong to that organization, okay, or that mindset. So we're going to do, I'm going to go back to, let's say 500 years ago. We'll go into the 1500s. And so just kind of sit back and relax. And if you feel any energy shifting, you know that you were connected either energetically to some type of non-light energy by someone, or maybe you were involved with doing it to someone else and you still have the energy around you from that consciousness. Remember, it's always with you until you release it. So this is the scariest thing that I could probably bring out, is that you want to release your past for the ascension, which is why we do the emotional clearings and other clearings too for people, because the energy is with you continuously, and it could even cause you physical body harm in this lifetime. So we're going to go to the 1500s. So we're going to go from 1400 to 1500 and release from you these negative imprintings, belief systems, etc., from the past. So here we go. And just sit back and relax and just kind of take a note of your body, how it responds. So, sixth chakra cleared. Pretty dense energy. Fifth chakra, I got a yawn here. Whoa. Fifth chakra cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. And first cleared. We'll do that again. Sixth chakra cleared. Fifth cleared. Fourth cleared. Third cleared. Second cleared. And first cleared. Okay, now we're going to go to the energies that you may have been involved with or connected to by someone from the 1300s to the 1400s. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, wow. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, boy, more. Saving from doing a lot of releasing on the clearing here. Fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, now we're going to go from the 1200s to the 1300s. Remember, these are all negative. This is like voodoo, witchcraft, being aligned with the dark side, in a sense, giving your soul away. Wanting more personal power by working with dark energies, okay, which you do. Everybody has these tendencies here throughout different lifetimes, the availability. And sometimes the darkness comes cloaked as a light being, and you don't know the difference. And, you know, you can get tied into those energies that way too. This is why I always tell you to go to your spirit to find out if it's correct or not. And this is what's needed desperately in this lifetime right now for everybody here. So here we go. 1200s to 1300. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared. Boy, some more dense energy. Oh, boy. Fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. There. So, how do you feel, Sylvia? You have a little density that you could check or feel as we're doing these clearings, as it's being released from everybody?
Yeah, definitely. Could feel a lot of energy lifting off. It was really something. That's great. So, let's see, we have a question on the fast chat from Nima. The question is, can we disconnect from the Federation?
Hmm. oh, geez, Nima. Okay. Yeah, you could consciously release yourself from, at least attempt to, from the conscious control of them, but it's so strong here that it's very, very difficult. It would be nice if everybody could just say, you don't want to connect to any of these extraterrestrial life forms that are here controlling you. I would like to say that it would be possible, but it's on the flight on the planet to keep them off you. imagine you could probably do it for a short time, maybe a couple of minutes or so, if you're able to do that. But typically, I would say probably not, but it would be a good thing to do. Okay, next, Sylvia.
Okay, well, how about before we get into the next healing, could we bring in another divine energy?
Okay, so again, we'll have the beautiful light being here. And we're going to bring in the energy of forgiveness. I think that's going to be wonderful coming in. So we'll have her transmit the forgiveness energy to us here, going into our heart center. And so here comes this wonderful energy. And it's going to be coming in here pretty strong in about 10 seconds here. So again, it will connect to your heart. And just think about what you want to release from you that is kind of in your way of moving forward. So let's put some music on here and allow you to do this right now. And this energy is all around you right now. Another healing now from the creation light chip. So we mentioned about extraterrestrial energies. So I'll just hit on a couple of things that can attach to you. There are energies that float around us, and they go inside of us, which we don't really see, but they're look like energetic worms. And these are in us, and they can cause pain in our bodies, move around in our bodies from one area to another. You might have a pain in your left shoulder, so you scratch it, and maybe you do some energy work there yourself. Then all of a sudden, it moves to your maybe your left ankle. Then from there, you scratch that, and it moves around to your hip. Well, these are dark side energies that are inside of you. Unfortunately, this is one of the more esoteric type of healings that I do with people. And they go in your brain, too, and all over your body. They have like little tunnels that get burrowed into you. So we're going to release some of these out of you. There could be hundreds, but we'll get a couple of them here. So what we're going to do, since a lot of people deal with back problems, back aches, we're going to start to release some of these out of your back and maybe even around the front of you here. So the light chip come and do this here now for you. And these are just energies that should not be with us, causing us physical harm. And another way to look at it, which isn't quite as scary, is, you know, if you didn't have a microscope right now, you wouldn't know what things look like when they're magnified. And so typically, before you have the microscope, you never knew about viruses and different things like that. So this is just another form that is not detectable yet. I'm going to take these out of you. So here we go. Do a chakra clearing on these here. This is the easiest way at this moment to do this. I do it differently in person, one-on-one. But here we go. Sixth chakra. Cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So hopefully you may have sensed something with your body changing. And it depends, how ingrained they are in you and what kind of harm they're doing. Another healing we're going to do now is actually a healing for any energies that are connected to you that are kind of in your body. We talked earlier one of the shows about the different types of humans here. So one of them is a human that has a spirit in their body from the light ship, which is made from the light, and that's one type of being. Another being is one that maybe have entities plus your spirit. The next type would be ones that are dark energy in you, which you may not even know about, okay, and your spirit. And then we have energies of people that are walking around that are actually kind of like an android or like a clone without a spirit. And then the other type we have, which are true extraterrestrial beings that look like us, that are here with no spirit too. So what we're going to do is release these, and people have the buzzword is the reptilians, okay? So we're going to release these energies that would like to go to the light. And so we're just kind of assuming that if you have these energies in you, that they want to come into the light. They're in you because they're kind of checking out being in the light, using your spirit energy. So we're going to give them a chance now to leave and have souls in their own bodies to come into the light. So this is a very a wonderful healing that the light ship does. At the ascension time, when the whole universe gets turned off, these beings will be actually not connected to anyone. And they may even be terminated. But now they have the chance to come into the light if they choose to. So here we go. We're going to just go to the chakras here just to do the basic clearing. It may not relate to your chakras at all, but they're going to have the ability now to step out of you and come into the light. So there's a lot of energies around you from the light ship. If you want to just use a term, maybe angels around you or something like that. You can, but they're all around you right now from the light ship, and they're going to help these energies that would like to come into the light have a soul or a spirit. So here we go. So sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And again, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay. So if any of you felt a shift in consciousness, you know that one of these beings may have been in you. It's not really scary because sometimes they hitchhike a lot. And they're here observing, looking out of your eyes sometimes, normally not, just kind of sampling the energies. And they're being released right now. So just kind of sit back and relax here. There we go. And we're just putting some more energy into everyone on the line here. Wonderful. Okay. So that healing is done for the ones that chose to leave, who wanted to get into their own bodies now. So I'll turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. So let's talk about something that's quite practical and helpful in many situations when people need it, and that is when you have energies hanging around either your house or perhaps your office that are shouldn't be there, and they may cause trouble either for you or for your coworkers, or perhaps get coworkers at each other's throats or something like that. And let's talk a little bit, Ron, about how those energies can be cleared out.
Yes, I do entity clearing in houses and businesses, etc. And what happens is these energies can body hop from one person to the next and just cause, you know, basically hell for some people at their workplace. So what we're going to do now is just do a little clearing just for where you are. So if you have any entities in your room that you're in or in your house, we'll do some clearing here. So we're going to activate the light beam here. In fact, what we're going to do is, if you want to scroll down on your screen a little bit further, we'll go into the Creation Life Ship insignia, or just click on the little windows underneath the fast chat there. And we're going to be activating that right now. So here we go. Just to look at the insignia. And you're going to see a change here. And it's getting stronger here. And stronger. There we go. You see the colors changing. And wonderful. Wonderful. There we go. So you're going to feel this presence here in your room. And we're going to bring in now some of the source energies here to help you out. So we'll bring in, it looks like source energy number 4 would like to come in. So this is 4 out of the 12 energies. So number 4 is going to come in. And you may feel it in your heart happening here right now, getting a little warmer. They are coming into your room. And it will clean out and clear the room for you right now. You may feel the vibration in your room change, and it may have a lot more peace there. So, feels great. So, put some music on here, and you can just kind of sit back and relax and have this experience here. Another sample healing for everyone here. We'll do a sample healing of the parallel life healing that I do. It's a clearing, and it gets rid of your parallel life that you're dealing with. And most people have at least a couple hundred in this lifetime going on at one time. This is the way the dark side keeps you running continuously, and why you get so fragmented out. Because what can happen is if you have a lifetime somewhere else, which is like a fabricated life that the dark side created for you, and then your spirit goes into that. If that physical body in that life that it's running in has maybe, say, a missing leg or something, then you yourself in this lifetime may have a leg problem because your spirit is coming back to you, you know, all the time wounded because it's not whole and complete. So we're going to do a clearing here. I'll release you from 3 parallel lives here. And you may be able to feel this energy. Again, we'll use this, the chakra system here to clear. And the chakra system is just what they use on the light ship just to indicate that they're doing something here. And it doesn't always work with the chakras, although it does a little bit. It's very, very complicated, these healings that they do. Each person now online will probably have around 6 light beings working with you. And so even though it sounds like we're doing it here in about maybe 15 seconds, it takes them a lot of time to do this work. So here we go. First lifetime, 6 chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And next parallel life, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And the next one, Sixth cleared, fifth cleared. I'm yawning here. Well, it's pretty negative for somebody. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. So there, now you're down three, so that's good. So you might just see how you feel. You might feel your body energy changing slightly right now since that's released from you. Okay, Sylvia, back over to you.
Okay, great. Well, we have some wonderful questions on the fast chat. So let's take up a few of those. And
I guess we'll just do another clearing here. So might be offline. We'll just see here. She may be out with her dog for a second. So we're going to go now to another clearing, and we're going to do some entity releasing from everyone here. Make sure that you're nice and cleaned out here. So here we go. Just doing some more entity releasing. And if we take these things on without knowing it, they come to us. It's very hard to be conscious here on the earth plane because of all these energies that come to us that should not come. And just very, very unfortunate. It's just one of those things that happen here. So here we go. We're clearing you out some more. And you might just see how you're feeling right now as we start releasing these entities from you. There we go. And what happens is the entities will come into your consciousness, and you may lose some of your thoughts. It's hard to have a real clean thought right now because of the mind control that we're dealing with by the extraterrestrials bringing in mind control off planet here from the dark side. So okay, here we go. I'll bring some more of your spirit back to you. So here we go. Cleaning you off your spirit and coming in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, bringing more of you back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You feel pretty good now. Most people should have a little more consciousness. And we're going to do another clearing here. We're going to bring in the energy of Saint Germain from the light ship. We'll bring in his bottom flame energy also for you. So we'll have it come in through this wonderful light ship insignia. And again, just kind of sit back and relax, and you can feel this energy coming in. And you can also ask for Saint Germain in your heart center for healing and guidance here. So here it comes, this beautiful light up flame energy. And it'll just kind of surround you. And here comes Saint Germain. And you might feel his male presence around you here. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to put some music on and just have a wonderful time now. Feeling beautiful Saint Germain. turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. So let's just take up some more of our Fast Chat questions while we have a few minutes. We've got a wonderful question, which really is about ascension, and it talks about or wanting to have you explain more about how the universe shuts off.
Okay, so what happens is once every 2,000 years, the creation light shift comes throughout the universe. And remember, the dark side was never created by the light. And so the dark side sort of just comes in, kind of like a weed in your lawn, and it tries to take some of the spiritual energy away from the light. And that's how it kind of lives, because it wants to have the free energy of the light frequency without having to experience it. And the darkness energy, which we'll call that, comes in, and the light starts losing its territory, so it starts losing part of itself. And so at some point, they decided to come every 2,000 years on their cycle of time. And what happens is the whole universe, since the creation light ship has everything in frequencies, okay, and when the frequencies are turned off, in fact, some of you probably felt certain times in your life where you just didn't feel connected spiritually to yourself, okay? I'm not saying this is what the light ship did to you, but you kind of maybe know what that feeling feels like, okay? So since everything is created from light, everything from the light has a frequency. And the light ship just takes all those frequencies that it created, and they basically turn them off. At that point, there's no more light at all in the universe. And since there's no light, the darkness cannot attach to nothing, so the darkness then leaves, in a sense, and the light then gets reformed again, because the creation light ship has a spiritual blueprint of everything that it created in the light with its light frequencies. And this enables the planets, everything to do a shift in consciousness. So it's kind of like our school system. You graduate from maybe, say, the second grade to the third grade or whatever like that. So at that point, everything has a choice, a free choice to move on to a different consciousness, and it starts over again. And remember, the light just strictly wants to be creative, and everything is created in the light, and so you're a creative being of the light, and so your role is to be in that expression of creativity. And then at some point, unfortunately, the darkness finds a way in, which is like duality, we'll say, and then at that point, you know, another 2,000 years goes by, and the same thing happens over again. So what happens at the beginning of each 2,000-year cycle, although we're on a 4,000-year cycle right now, but for each 2,000 years, since the light ship cannot watch over everything, they put in place higher conscious beings, which we'll call here the Galactic Federation. And these beings normally will have higher technologies, a higher consciousness, and they know more about the light frequencies than we do. And so that what they are is our spiritual teachers and overseers, and they're supposed to protect us from invasions of other consciousnesses coming to us, maybe like fourth dimensional beings, 3D beings in a different location in the universe that are more advanced than we are. So they're here to actually protect us, much like your school teacher would be in school, and or maybe the principal, okay? So the Federation somehow decided not to hold light frequency 100%. How and why, I don't know. They're just not, because if they were, we'd have a better place here. And so the old saying is, as above, so below. So if we're messed up here, they're messed up there also. And it's only because they're allowing things to come into us that shouldn't even be here. Like we talked about earlier, those planetary energies courting you, that shouldn't be happening. Those energetic worms, which is what I call them, or parasites that move around inside of your body, they shouldn't be here either. We should not have extraterrestrial abductions from people where they're actually transported up into spaceships and experimented with. That should not be occurring. And then more general, we should have perfect weather patterns here, and we should not have famine with people. You know, that's the dark side, getting energy off of people's misery. and we should not have wars. And so what the dark side put in place was the mind energy, basically, and they do mind control. And the mind energy that we're all using here is kind of corrupted. And along with that, we don't have a clear thought, and it's very hard to hold on to our own conscious thoughts at this time. And you may notice that yourself as you go out and do something. You don't always, you're not as sharp as what you used to be. And that's only because it's not that you're getting older. It's the fact that the dark side does not want us to ascend. And so they're doing a lot of interference here for us. And that's only because the Galactic Federation is not protecting us from these off-planet beings. Because they shouldn't be in our reality whatsoever. We should be living here as just like a little closed unit of the Earth. Only they should come in here is love and light, and we should be experiencing love and light in our lives. So I do see on the fast chat, Tammy, she wants us to do a clearing for mind control. So yeah, the light ship can do that. So just sit back and relax. We'll bring in this energy from the creation light ship. They'll hold us in this perfect space of peace, and this is what the Galactic Federation can do if they choose to. They can do the same process that the light ship can do, although they choose not to. So here we go. We're going to bring this beautiful energy in around you, and it's coming into your presence right now. There we go. And you're going to have probably a force field around you about 20 feet, and this force field is going to allow you to have a clear thought. You may have some of the noise inside of your head go away. It'll help you with the radiation around you from your computer and from lights and electrical wiring, from cellular phones, different frequencies, radio, TV, etc. Okay, so you should start to feel that energy coming around you now. And you may feel it expand itself out. And you're going to feel like you're kind of isolated in your room, in a sense. Like you're sitting there and you notice that things are not attaching to you as much, because your thoughts now are just your own. So I'm going to put some music on so you can just kind of have this experience here of just being in this beautiful peace energy. And this is how we're actually, created in the way we should be, living our lives all the time in this beautiful peace energy. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay, well, we have just a whole lot of questions on the fast chat, so maybe we can kind of rapidly run through some, because it's almost the end of our hour. We are able to go over tonight, and we still want to make a trip to the light ship. So Let's see. Here's a few questions. So one is, how can we seal our bodies?
Okay, that's your spirit doing that. So ask your spirit to do that for you. Connect to your heart center and ask your spirit and see what's needed. You know, is there enough of your spirit in your body to actually seal it fully? Okay. Like I've said previously, most people are only 20% of their body. So is that enough to seal your body? You know, I don't know the second by saying it out loud here if that's enough or not, but I'm sure it would definitely help somewhat. But remember, your spirituality is in you, and it's up to you to get into your body to be spiritual. So, you know, that's what I would say is just ask your spirit to do it for you. Okay? I guess next question, Sylvia.
Okay. And Nima is asking why the Federation allows the dark side to infiltrate them when basically it hurts them also, and it just doesn't make any sense. And he's wondering if they might themselves be full of entities and mind control and so forth.
Yeah, that last part is probably correct. You know, but they're at a higher level of consciousness. It shouldn't affect them that easily. So they're getting some kind of trade-off for it. So whatever they're getting, they're probably enjoying. So why they're doing it, they just are, unfortunately. And we're taking the physical effects of their being out of spiritual integrity. And that's the sad part about the whole situation. And everybody seems to be, I won't say everybody, but a lot of people are looking toward those same beings to help us here. You know, they think, oh boy, we're going to have a spaceship landing, you know, and a week from now they're going to bring us all this advanced technology. Well, who are they, you know? Why aren't they helping us right now? It's always in the future, you know. You know, they could change instantly and change that. And I'm sure there are some good ones out there. How do you tell a good one? Good question. Like I tell people, if one landed in my backyard, I'd be the last one on it. I'd be running the other direction. So, because you don't know who they are and what they are, and they're, you know, they're very, very sneaky and very advanced in their quality of life. Remember, the dark side can mimic the light 99.9999%. So, you know, who are you dealing with here? And so these energies, in fact, you know, like most of the conferences that I've been to, when you start talking to people, the people who are in the know, they say that 80% of the sightings, the UFOs that people see, are made on this planet, okay? And they're manned by people from this planet also, you know, through reverse engineering or actually, you know, having the extraterrestrials come here and teach them how to make things. So that leaves the other 20%. Well, are they good ones or bad ones? You know, I don't know. And so anyway, I'll just kind of leave it at that. So until they're willing to come here and do something, then physically, to help us, which they haven't done so far, I don't see any hope for people, you know, wasting their time thinking that we're going to be helped by our extraterrestrial brothers because they're not doing that. Because if they were, they could change and do instantaneous healings on us and bring in love and light down here, which is what they should be resonating with anyway. So I guess next question, Sylvia.
Okay, here's one pertaining to the parallel lives where you were giving us a sample of that a little bit ago. And the question is, what if in a parallel life one is more in the light than they are in this life?
Okay, well, I guess that could be a possibility, but you should not have any parallel lives anyway. Remember, the parallel lives are fabrications of other lives that was created by the dark side. You only have to have one life, and the one life is what you have in your body right now. And so this is where you should be, is in your body completely. I hope that answered your question. So whether you were in this lifetime or in the past in a parallel life, remember, all of your lifetimes here, you had parallel lives too. So you could have millions of lives that are parallel, and you want to pull yourself out of those lifetimes because you may have spirit energy back in them. Remember, everything is in the now, and everything's happening at one time. So you want to be in the now with your life right now in this body. and all the other energies you want to release and get back to yourself. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you again.
Okay, we have a question. How do the crop circles help our ascension?
I don't know. I think they're either showing us maybe through geometric shapes and symbols, information, attempting to communicate with us. On one hand, it looks very high-tech. On the other hand, it's kind of a hard way to have people interpret what they're trying to tell us. Well, they could just come down and actually give us the information through mental telepathy or, you know, bring in the energy. Remember, we're controlled here mentally, you know, by this fog energy, so to speak, in our minds and the energy being transmitted to us by these off-planet beings. And so why they don't just eliminate that? Remember, everybody says, well, you know, we have free choice here. Well, we don't really have free choice when you're controlled with somebody else's mind or mind control. And then some people say, well, they can't come here because they're going to disrupt our free will and they have to wait at some particular time in the future to help us because we're not ready for it. Well, I kind of disagree with that completely because when you have mind control, right away everything's against your free will. So, you know, they're just not coming to help us because they could do it as I'm talking right now instantly and make this place heaven on earth. So, anyway, hope that answered your question. Next question, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see. We have one listener asking, are there ways to help our children with the Creation Light Ship?
Yeah, some children may have entities. I can do an entity clearing on the children. I can do that in an in-depth session. People could have, like yourselves, you know, hundreds of them inside of you. How they attach, it's hard to say, but once you have them, they don't always want to leave. We did that on the last show. In fact, I'll do it right now for everyone. So we're going to take the ones, and this is a little heavy. So hang on, Sylvia. Here we go. We're going to take and release four real heavy entities that have been in people for a long, long time. And these are ones that came in with their suitcase, and they now are basically living in you, okay? Some entities just come in just to joyride, and they leave. But other ones come in, and they stay. So we're going to do this healing now for everybody online here, and you can think of your children, too, and it will work for them because we are kind of late, and a lot of children are in bed at this time. So here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, boy, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. So the light ship is now finding these for you and taking them out and working with your or your children's spirit also. Remember, everything has to go through your spirit. This is why you want to be whole and complete. Next entity, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next entity, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And next entity, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Boy. Ugh, okay. Next question, Sylvia.
Okay, let's see here. So does the Creation Light Ship heal our focus of the third eye?
The Creation Light Ship is only here to help us, you know, after the ascension process, basically. Right now it's here to help the planet ascend, and part of that process is to allow you to get information on your own spiritual integrity. So as far as your third eye, I won't even kind of go there. It doesn't really matter whether your third eye is open or not. The most important thing is to get into your body. And when you get into your body, then those spiritual gifts will probably be awakened for you. If you're not in your body, you probably won't be able to see anything psychically. Okay, Sylvia, next question.
Okay, so let's see here. We have a question. If, as you say, as above, so below, then what is the use of an ascension? And it seems like there will never be a place of total peace anywhere.
Well, in a sense, you're kind of right, but the ascension is allowing you to take your body with you as a spiritual, physical body. So at the ascension time, all the bodies on this planet will no longer exist, except for the ones that can have a spirit in them. Okay? So if you're lucky and you're able to hold your spirit energy, or maybe you're young enough to where you haven't been deluded from, you know, entities, etc., then at that point, your body will hold spirit integrity, and it can go to a different consciousness. And you may be able to go, like, to the new Earth in 8D reality, where the Earth spirit's going to. It's giving up this Earth plane blueprint, okay? And if someone else, some other spirit that's created on the light ship to take over the spirit blueprint of this Earth, then it can rematerialize, but it may be in a different dimension. And so, you know, it's up to that. But, yeah, you know, as long as the duality comes in of the dark side, yeah, it is difficult. But, you know, maybe the ascension, you're able to take your body with you to a higher consciousness where there won't be duality. That's where the Earth spirit is going to. So you want to be in your body with your spirit for the ascension process. And that's the gift that you have.
Okay, great. Well, we have a wonderful comment from Jim about how his lungs actually opened up during that last healing. So thank you very much, Jim. And another comment from Sylvia and children about how the clearings work very well for her family. So thank you for sharing that. That's wonderful. And I guess because we are getting quite late, maybe it's time to wrap up the questions now and go to the Creation Lightship for healing.
Okay, so just kind of sit back and relax, and we'll have the lightship come. And this part will not work on the archives. So just sit back and relax, and you may feel an energy around your body. And this will be a white light tunnel that you're going up. Remember your vibration. And you're naturally being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And when you're on, you can see that you're here. Everything seems to be normal continuously, that you don't realize that you're not here. But when you're not here, when you're being turned off, then that's where the light ship will be working with you. And you will be created over again in physical form, just like you are now with your shirt on and everything else on the light ship. So we're going up right now. And if you would like to bring along an animal or a pet that you have, you can bring that along too, or those along. So here we go. We're going up right now. And now we're on the light ship. And they're doing a body scan on us to see what type of being we are. Our animals and pets are now leaving us. And they're going to a special location for animal healings. And we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room, where you're free choice to select a team of doctors that you'd like to work with, and their different modalities of healing. So the first room we're going into is a room where they have a large swimming pool. It's a silver water. It sparkles like diamonds. And coming to us now are the whales. So we're going to have an experience with the beautiful whale energy. And again, ask for healing from the whales. And we'll bring the whale energy down here for you to experience, too, here. And then we'll switch to another room in about a minute here. So here comes the whale energy. You may feel it around in your presence here. Just maybe if you want, you can put your hand out about a foot in front of you. And you might feel that presence of the whale energy there. And you can actually feel the texture of the skin of the whale, which is what you're doing on the light ship also. And it's just a very soft feeling, kind of spongy to me. My hand kind of sinks in about 1 inch as I move it out and can feel the skin of the whale here. We're going into another room. This room is where they're going to be working with our heart and our lungs. And so you may find your breathing changing slightly. They're doing also a special adjustment to our rib cage right now. So again, just take a deep breath and just see how your breathing is now. This may change a little bit. You may have a little better breathing capacity in about a minute or so. We're going into another room. This is where they're going to be working inside of your mouth. They'll check out your jaw. You're checking out your teeth, checking out your gums for gum infection. They can do some teeth straightening for you, so you want to request healing. Another team is working on your sinuses, And we're going down now to another location on the lightship, and this team is starting to work with the bottom of our feet. And it's kind of like an energetic foot massage. There's special modalities there of healing. And they're doing like a toe massage on us. So just kind of sit back and enjoy this here. And I'll put some music on. We're in many rooms at one time, naturally, because we're out of time on the lightship, and we're in their time sequencing. So just enjoy these healings, and we'll see you back probably in about a minute and a half here. Another location. So if you have any back tension, request a healing now. They'll start working with the muscles on the back, and they're going to be working with your spine. If you have any hip problems, request healing then too. Remember, the lightship is going to communicate with you up on there too, so just request your healings. It's good to do it down here so that you're consciously aware of what they're doing, and you may actually feel some energy movements in your body. So we're in this room now where they're working on our back and our hips. And they'll work down and work on our ankles and our knees also. So, again, request your healings. And you might actually even see or feel the light being presence around you. Another location, and we're going to go into a large crystal geode, and this room has a lot of amethyst crystal points in there, and we're levitating, and we're going to have this beautiful amethyst energy come into us, and I'll bring the energy down here for us to experience also. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healings. And they're also working on our temples right now. I'm seeing that. They're working on our wrist and our fingers. So just keep requesting your healings. You know, let's concentrate probably only on maybe like maybe 2 to 3 to 4 of those so that you can have better success with what they're doing. This is just a very short, fast healing for everyone. Have them work again on our shoulders. If we have any shoulder tension, they're going to be doing that right now. So, again, request healings. And I'm seeing also somebody has maybe a pinched nerve in one of their legs or something, so they're going to be working with that too. So we're going to go into a special room. This room is where you were created on the creation light ship. This is where your spirit will be recreated for you in totality. Its twin flame will be with you, the male and female part, if you would. And so we're going into this room right now, and it's a very, very beautiful room. And as you're walking into the door, you're going to look across the room, and you're going to see this beautiful light beam standing there, which is actually your spirit. And I'll count to 10, and it'll walk into you, and we'll just have you have this beautiful experience of being whole for a short time here. So here we go. And you can hang on to that memory. It's just very, very beautiful. And ask for healing, too. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. This is Love Comes Walking In. The light ship. So we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us this evening. And we're now going back into the transporter room where our animals and pets are greeting us. And they're putting around us a little cocoon of energy which we can use for the next few days for healing. So we're ready to come back. So we're coming back right now. And now we're here. So hopefully you all had a healing tonight. And you should feel a lot more relaxed. How are you feeling, Sylvia?
Excellent. Very good. And I wanted to mention on the fast chat, we have from Sylvia and her family in Canada a mention about the 4-hour Ascension conference call today, that it was really great on the light ship. So thank you for mentioning that. And for those interested in that, we have another one coming up October 13th.
Yep, and we also have our standard 1-hour light ship healing calls. They're Monday and Fridays at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time, and they're $20. And if anyone would like to email me on their healings tonight, I just love reading those emails. Just go underneath the light beam, and about 5 inches below there, you're going to see different places where you can email me. It's wonderful. Either go to Healing or Radio. If you have any comments on the radio show, you can go there, or go to healings@creationlightship.com. And we just love having those emails sent. And it's interesting to read some of the comments that are on the little blinking flower there of people that have had prior sessions. And if they are kind of long, just put your mouse over them and it will actually stop and you can read it during that process. So anyway, I guess we're probably done for tonight, Sylvia, unless you want to add something here.
I'll just say, if you have any questions that weren't answered that you'd like to be taken up on a future show, or topics that you'd like Ron to talk about, or particular healings that you'd like to have, then please go ahead and email that to radio@creationlightship.com, and we will take those up in the following week. So besides that, have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Stay heart-centered, and love and blessings to all of you. Good night.
And good night to all of you also.